Let me say, first of all, you know, South Sudan has been in war like for 25 years.
Right.
Until when we got our independence, that's in 2011. So there has not been like much room for us to have conservation activities, regardless of the amazing, amazing natural resources we have in the country. So at some point, people need to survive.
Right.
So by surviving, you have to conserve the natural resources, such as wildlife, preventing poaching and trafficking of wildlife. By so doing, we create a lot of income generating activities, so e.g. jobs in parks, and also developing tourism sector in the future.
So how do school children fit into the bigger picture of wildlife conservation?
Children of today are the leaders of tomorrow. I think you can agree with me
on
that.
Yeah, I do, definitely.
So through them, we have hope for a better future. We all know that children have a better understanding than the adults. Do you agree with me, Lila?
No, you need to make me believe you. Why do you say that?
I wish my kid was around here, then you can interact more.
All right.
So, like, they learn fast and keep informations. You know, when you tell a child, don't do this or do this, the kid easily keeps it in the mind.
Mm.
And the kid grows with the information that you've told him or her.
Right.
So when we educate them to conserve wildlife and look after them for the sake of their future and our country, trust me,
they will heed to that.
Yes, that's something that really, I can't wait for that. I can't wait to listen to one of my child or my children saying that, I remember Joy, she told us this and this. You know, it will be something.
Yeah. It's so very common with our children.
That's why we go for school children who have passion for learning. Because if you tell an adult, like, don't do this, the person might
they'll
be
fast,
like,
they'll even fast ask themselves, why are you telling me not to do this? But kids will not even think about
exactly. So that's why we go for kids who are school children, actually, who want to learn.
Right. And it's always good to start from the roots, because when you do, the whole process continues.
Sure.
All right. So you have reached out to more than 60 children. Can you tell us the kind of activities these kids are engaged in?
Actually, it's not only 60, it's more than 200.
Okay.
More than 200 children, and it has been so amazing. I wish you had joined me in one of the schools.
Just a minute, are all these 60 kids around Juba only?
We took 3 schools from Juba, since it's only a pilot program. We took 3 schools in Juba and 1 in Boma, in a village called Nyat. That's just around the Boma National Park. So for now, that's the school that we have worked with. That's for now. And we hope to expand it next year.
All right. So what do you think about the Kids for Wildlife and Peace initiative?
So before we go to that, I want just to highlight something. Like, because people will be asking, why are you dealing with children? Why? What's your aim? You know? So first of it is just to raise support for wildlife conservation during these tough times, for the sake of the country. You know, sometimes right now we are having a lot of thoughts, a lot of issues just going on. But when we focus on something that is going to be fun, trust me, it's going to divert our minds and we are going to have a positive sort of thinking.
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the aims. Then the second thing is to inspire pride and hope with the communities and tell them the importance of wildlife. Nobody knows, trust me, why wildlife is there. So by our program, it makes you feel like, so we have this park because of this and this. And the kids are the goods.
And I've always found this. Kids love wild animals.
Oh, yes. So much. And I wish you just saw how, you just had the questions they were asking.
Just give me a glimpse of them.
They're like, Madame Rejoice, so where is this animal? Where is the white ear cob?
Oh, dear.
And I could tell them, like, every detail. So what's the gestation period of white ear cob?
Nice.
And I'm like, wow.
They even ask you such questions.
I even don't believe that.
Smart
but they
children.
So the lastly point is, by our program, it encourages, like, young ones to protect natural resources for the future of South Sudan. So the activities, let me just go to the activities that I was doing. First of all, it's more of an interaction sort of session whereby I ask the kid about wildlife, what they know about wildlife, and also tell them more about WCS and what we do in South Sudan. And from that, we get to have fun, drawings, and they get to draw the kind of animal
that they like.
Yes, the lions, the leopards, and most of the animals are in South Sudan.
Right.
I don't give them animals out of South Sudan, not in US,
okay,
not in Europe. Animals in South Sudan.
Right.
Then after that, we have a photo shoot. We have just playing games, and there are photos. We take them and we post them in our media, in our social network.
Okay. So, are there? I'm just curious. Are there plans to expand this initiative across the country?
Sure. The first plan was to go around, like to make it all over the country. But for now, we are focusing on our landscape. That's Boma Jonglei landscape for now. But after we finish with the Boma Jonglei landscape, of which it includes the Badingilo National Park, we go to areas such as Southern National Park, that's around Rumbek, and we go to also Shambe National Park.
Okay.
Mostly we major on the parks and the areas around.
All right. Before we go to my final question, is there anything you would like to add?
If only everybody will join us to conserve wildlife.
Okay.
If all the children or the young one, the young people, youths, can just talk about conservation, I'll be the happiest person.
All right. Somebody out there, if they hear you talk about conservation, what does it exactly mean? Does it mean we should stop eating bush meat? And you know how irresistible that is. So, I mean, what does it mean to in a layman's language?
Trust me, once you don't understand what conservation is, you will not get it, because I have mingled with so many people.
Right.
And they're like, Rejoice, seriously, conservation? How do we forget to eat bush meat?
Exactly. So help us understand this.
I'm like, it's not about eating bushmeat. There's just so much that you can do with wildlife conservation. If you think that, if you just know that it's going to create jobs for you, you will not kill the animals or you will not eat we call it lahamgaba. You will not think about eating it, because you'll think of earning yourself something to do, job, and earn money for yourself, and going for something that you'll just waste it in a few minutes. Yeah.
All right.
Conservation is just deep inside your heart, trust me.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
All right. So lastly here, what's the connection between wildlife conservation and peace? I mean, what link is there?
That's a great question that I'm sure somebody outside there will be thinking, like, wildlife conservation?
And peace, yeah.
Anyway, let me just think that conserving our wildlife, it's like protecting our people.
Right.
I hope the conservationists outside there are going to listen to that. It's like protecting our people. It's critical to the peace and stability of our nation. You know, the citizens of South Sudan can be like inspired by the hope and opportunity of protecting the remaining wildlife population of the country. As a common goal which everyone can agree on, creation of a common agreement among people on the need to protect wildlife creates solidarity and confidence among people and pride in South Sudan.
Right. Thank you so much, Rejoice, for your time here.
The last thing, simply, I just normally say, it brings about hope, education, security for the people and wildlife.
All right.
And development.
Okay. Thank you so much. And this is very important to all of us. It doesn't have to be children. Let's conserve our environment and also conserve our wildlife.